And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Continuing through May 17th at the Hilliard University Art Museum on the UL Lafayette campus, Dickie Landry, 1970s New York City downtown artists. A great collection of photographs that Dickie Landry took when he was in New York in the 70s. Lots of artists and musicians, pictures that he took when he was living there. He's played with so many people around the world, and this is a really nice part of his life, the visual arts component. All are invited to go to the museum. If you're UL faculty or staff, you can get in free with your ID. That's the Hilliard University Art Museum on the UL campus. The YMCA of Acadiana has summer camps for kids. You can register now by calling the YMCA or going to their website, which is the YMCAofAcadiana.com. The Lafayette Science Museum's exhibit Fossil Giants, Dinosaurs, and Mammals is a partnership with the UL Lafayette School of Geosciences, and it features dynamically posed fossil casts and will be presented in three different installments. The one that's up now is the Triassic-Jurassic component. That's the Science Museum, which is in downtown Lafayette. And again, just want to congratulate Daryl Bort for being named the 2014 Louisiana Writer Award recipient. Tomorrow at 4 o'clock on the UL campus in B.O. Hall, there will be a talk given by scientist Brian Piazza on the Atchafalaya River Basin. He has been studying the Atchafalaya River Basin for many years. He's the director of freshwater and marine science at the Nature Conservancy in Louisiana. He'll be talking 4 o'clock, B.O. Hall. All are invited, and it is a free program. At the ACA tomorrow night, jazz organist and master of the Hammond B3, Joey DeFrancesco, will be performing. He will be coming to KRVS. We'll be talking with him tomorrow afternoon about his work. And at Cité des Arts, downtown Lafayette, live Cajun music by Advien Kepo from France. That will be at 7 o'clock at Cité. And then opening on Friday, the 2nd at Cité, Crimes of the Heart, performed by the Lauren Riley Elliott Company, directed by Cooper Helm. And looking a little bit ahead in Lake Charles, the Itinerant Theater Company will perform Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? It's May 16th through the 24th in the Gibson Barham Gallery of the Imperial Calcasieu Museum. Tickets are available by going to itinerantheater.com. And lots of summer camps this summer. There will be several at Cité, one called They're Gonna Put You in the Movies, summer camp for kids ages 7 through 14. Jim Phillips is the director of that camp. You can find out more by going to the Cité website. And just a reminder that KRVS's spring fundraiser is going on now. We're in day three and we'll be going through the weekend through Sunday. It is a shorter spring fundraiser, and we're hoping that you will join us during this time period. We would like to thank Michelle and J.P. McFadden. Michelle and some of their children dropped by to make their pledge of support for KRVS, and wanted to tell everyone that she and J.P. definitely have driveway moments, and sometimes they'll pull up and be having a driveway moment and realize that the other one is in the driveway having a driveway moment with NPR. And the children come out and start knocking on their doors, wanting them to come inside. So thanks so much, J.P. and Michelle McFadden, and thanks to Great Harvest Bakery for all the goodies they have supplied for our staff and volunteers. We really appreciate that. The telephone number to call is 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS, or you can make your pledge right now very securely at krvs.org, or you can stop by if you can find a place to park or you're walking through campus. You can drop by and make your contribution very easily. Take a look at the premiums and pick one up and take that shirt or mug or cap with you on your way home. Lots of ways to give, and we do suggest levels of giving, but we hope that you will come up with your own personal sum that reflects how much you listen, how much you value the programming, and of course, how much you feel your wallet can afford. We hope that you will be generous. Some people would like to be more generous than they can at this specific moment. You can pay by installments. You can set it up to make monthly payments. perhaps payments of $10, $20, $30. And by the end of the year, make a contribution that really reflects how much you listen to KRVS. 337-482-5787. Thanks so much to Lee Kleinpeter and Bill Bolens, who did a live show today together. That was quite a treat. We really enjoyed that and is all a part of the celebration that goes on here during the fundraiser at KRVS. 337-482-5787 or online at krvs.org. If you would, if you have a renewal card in the mail and you haven't sent it back, you could do that. Write your check, put a stamp on it, and mail it. We'd also like to thank the kitchen shop in Grand Coteau for the gâteau nana that our staff has been enjoying. Also, thanks so much to the Loving Cup that dropped off coffee for us this morning. That is Carter Lyles has the Loving Cup, and he was very kind to drop that coffee off. It's really been fueling our volunteers. And at Vermilionville, La Cuisine de Maman at Vermilionville supplied our lunch today, and we really appreciate that as well. 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS. And we would like to thank our volunteers who have given of their time this week. We'd like to thank the Center for Louisiana Studies, lending their graduate students. I see one of their graduate students, Jessica Hager, heading to the back to help answer telephones. 337-482-5787. We'll be joining All Things Considered in just a moment. And of course, we'll be hoping that those of you who love the news, who just can't make it without getting All Things Considered or Morning Edition in during the day, that you will consider a pledge during that time. Wednesdays is a great night on KRVS. Right after Fresh Air, we have the TED Radio Hour at 7, Radio Lab at 8, Snap Judgment at 9, Gwen Tompkins Music Inside Out at 10, and Music from the Hearts of Space at 11, Beat Current at midnight, and Freetown Radio at 1 o'clock in the morning. Really nice lineup on Wednesday evenings. We hope you will stay with us throughout the evening. In just a few moments, NPR's All Things Considered.